Toronto Zoomer Radio and Saturday in the Park from Chicago on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Saturday or any day in High Park is pretty spectacular right now. A fluffy pink canopy of cherry blossoms is covering so much of the park and attracting thousands of visitors. The blossoms are in peak bloom, and if the weather cooperates, we could enjoy those flowers all this week and maybe a touch into next too. So what is the economic impact of cherry blossom season here? And how do High Park businesses and other places in Toronto benefit? Our guest is Gord Perks, Toronto City Councillor, Parkdale High Park. Welcome back to the show, Gord.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, Councillor, let's get to that first question. How are businesses in the High Park area reacting to the throngs of not just local people and other Toronto residents, but tourists from outside the country who come to see the blossoms?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Sure, there are a lot more people in the community, and they're probably, you know, some of them stopping by for lunch or whatever. But also, all the streets in the neighborhood are just jammed with cars trying to find somewhere to park or to get near the park. And it's a mixed blessing.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, one solution could be to allow those cars into the park. What do you think?
Yeah. 5-6 years ago, the superintendent for the local police division came to me and said, either the city closes this park to cars or we will. It just got too dangerous with too many people, you know, trying to get in and out by car at the same time with little kids running around. It was just too dangerous. So that's not a decision I'm prepared to revisit.
Okay, because we did talk with, Gil Penulosa. He ran for mayor. He's a well-renowned urbanist. And he proposed an idea when he was on with us earlier in the week about keeping the Bloor Street entrance closed to vehicles, but keeping the Parkside entrance open 24/7, including during the cherry blossom time, and then reduce the speed limit to 10 kilometers an hour within the park.
I mean, you know, I know Gil, I know him quite well, and he's a really creative guy, but he just really hasn't looked at the facts here. We have tens of thousands of people who arrive in a very short space of time. Tour buses coming in from the 905 region. It's just not a manageable volume for the amount of space that we've got there. And for people's safety, you know, you got people with strollers, you got kids running around, people in mobility devices. Having thousands and thousands of cars trying to jam their way through those crowds is just not a safe condition.
Yeah, I think we keep revisiting this only because we have so many listeners, you know, young listeners who have kids in strollers and you know, sports equipment, and older listeners who have mobility issues. And so being allowed to have a vehicle into the park allows them to get closer to the places that they want to be. So it's why we keep bringing it up. It's why that petition on change.org exists, you know, access for all, 15,000 plus signatures on that. It's a lot of people want this to happen.
I appreciate that. Change is hard for everyone, and people are used to being able to drive into the park. During cherry blossoms, absolutely no go, just not safe. For the rest of the time, you know, we did a pretty extensive conversation with the public about the continued weekend closures and reducing automobile access for other parts of the park. And overwhelmingly, people are in favor of it. Yeah, there's an online petition. They don't even trap for whether or not it's Toronto addresses signing onto that. And I know that there are some organizations out there who, you know, just hate the idea of reducing automobile access to anywhere, anytime. But I'm quite confident that the overwhelming majority of people, both in the community and in Toronto at large, really appreciate and understand the benefits of limiting the number of cars who are, quite frankly, driving through a park where people want to stroll and relax.
Okay, let's get back to the cherry blossoms just real quick. As the representative of Parkdale High Park and as an area resident, how beautiful are this year's blossoms compared with other years? Are you enjoying them?
I've been down to enjoy them. They're just magnificent every year. My little secret is I go early in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. But there are also other places where you can see them. If Hyde Park doesn't work for you, there's some at Trinity Bellwoods. There's some on the island, Exhibition Place. There's even some around Robarts Library.
Yeah.
So if, you know, the crowds are too much for you at Hyde Park, there are other spots to see them.
Yes, and if you're in Hyde Park, I just want to say watch for turtles. I know that sounds very odd, but there are hatchlings right now. And so we got to be careful when we're walking around Hyde Park because turtle nests are producing babies and they're trying to make their way to the water, right?
They're trying to make their way to a couple of different locations. This is something fairly new. Since the pandemic and the volume of cars and people in there has gone down a bit, there's an organization called Turtle Protectors, and they've spotted, hatchlings from two or three different species which are endangered. So we're trying to figure out, where their nesting sites are, what routes they're traveling, and good strategies for protecting them. People don't understand, little hatchling turtles are, smaller than a nickel.
Oh, and, so cute.
And they really need some protection. So we're trying to figure out how we manage that along with all the other needs in Hyde Park.
Good stuff. Gord Perks, Toronto City Councillor, Parkdale, Hyde Park. Thank you as always.
Thank you.
And let's check the drive-in.